Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
And I am one funky white boy. Phone lines are lit up. People are pissed off from yesterday. Our guy Jupe is on the line. I'm going to let him lead us off in the high noon hour. Jupe, who you blame from yesterday, man? Jupe, you there? Damn, West Virginia phone not working. Jeff, see if you can straighten Jupe out. Let's go to Darrell in D.C. Darrell, who you blaming from yesterday?
The Miss J.P. Finley. 50% to Kingsbury and 50% to Adam Peters. I'm sorry for a lot of good that he's done at the GM, Adam Peters. You done some bad. You can't keep trying to everything can't be on Jaden Daniels, right? Like, with the running game last year, he led the team in rushing. And keep in mind, we had a top pick. I'm pretty sure we didn't have the hardest schedule last year. So you knew that you were going to get a harder schedule this year. And you failed to address the fact we need a pass rush. A lot of the times that your pass coverage helps with the pass. One of the big reasons why the Cowboys, why Diggs and the guy before Bland got led the league in interceptions and or got contracts was because of having Michael Parsons on the, out there to help the quarterback hurry up his process, right? We don't have that right now. We don't have one dog. Out of the gate with the Giants, with the guys they did with Thibodeau, Burns, and the other guy, Abdul Khalid, they just drafted. Then you had three guys with Sorrell, with the Packers. You had Sorrell, Micah, and whoever the other guy they had. And then you had Max Crosby. Out of everybody we played, even with the Raiders, I can't even think of, but they have the best pass defense, so they're going to get sacks through coverage, right? However, we don't have a great pass defense, and we don't have nobody alive. We're mainly scheme. And you're not going to always hit home with scheme. You have to have a dog out there. Kingsbury, one thing I was a little nervous about when we got Deebo Samuel was the fact that I knew that gimmick plays were going to come, right? Like, I didn't want them to be to the point that they are right now. Relax on them a little bit. Calm down with the gimmick plays. Let's play some football. Connolly, we probably should have got a pass rush in the first round. We really didn't have that. We wasn't that bad in defending the pass rush last year. We had issues with running the ball. We should have got a guard, not in the first round, later in the rounds, maybe where Jaden Lane was picked at. Because he's not looking, I mean, outside of his punt return, I haven't really seen too much from him. I think in the earlier round, maybe the first, even if we move back to the second round, we should have got some pass rushes, man. That's all I got.
Thanks for the call, man. That's our first call that didn't mention the defense. He gave 50% of the blame to Kingsbury, 50% to Adam Peters. It's at least interesting. Offensively, but they moved the ball fairly well.
This is the thing. We asked for a blame pot for that game. Jaden didn't even play yesterday. And they have run the football very effectively this year. So I didn't get that. That was just bro. A lot of people I know they are the best GMs in the world. But
I got this tweet from Die Hard Otis, and this I tend to agree with. There's a lack of speed on the back end of this defense from the second and third levels. Now, big plays and turnovers can mitigate a lack of speed. I would argue defensive line pressure can mitigate that as well. You speed things up.
Right? I think defensive line pressure would work more for you than anything, because I'm going to tell you, like I said, I don't know about lack of speed. I know dudes back there can run. Quan can run. Percy can run.
Percy didn't play yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but Revo ran down with Bijan. He can run. They got some speed. I just think when the pressure is not legitimately there, you're going to have problems. Quarterback got time to wait and let people fully get into a route, you're going to have problems.
Let's go to Desmond in Alexandria. Desmond, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. First of all, before I say anything, I want to give a shout out to Luke McCaffrey yesterday. He stepped up in a big way. I would tell myself that Luke is really the one that really kept us in the game. He stepped up and did his position. Besides that, I got to put 50% on Joe, 25% on Lattimore, and 25% on the secondary. And my question is, I don't know if it's a broken assignment or is it the scheme? Because it's like it's too many open receivers, and it's constantly happening. So it's just hard to tell right now because we have good players. I never want to say someone's old because if you're in the NFL, you're good. I'm not going to dismiss anybody's talent. But it just is Joe not putting Bobby in the right position to do his job the best way he can? Bobby should not be covering running backs. He doesn't have the speed right now. So we have to put him in a position where he could dominate and maybe cut down some of his plays. Cut down some of his plays so he can have that speed that where Joe thinks he has. But at the same time, again, I say a shout out to Luke, shout out to the team. I don't think we're in a bad position right now. I feel like we just have to find a new scheme. And we have some good players. We have some dogs. Again, we just have to put them in the position where they will succeed. And again, Dan would not get rid of Joe. Joe is Dan's guy. So we just have to find another way to make things work. And that's all I got to say. Shout out to the Commander, diehard fan, and just hope things change around.
All right. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it.
No problem.
I don't think anybody's scheming up open receivers. I think we got to also realize that the offense on the other side is going to try to scheme up stuff to put them in a better position. Football is all about matchups. And Bobby being on the field with his experience helps you out in more situations than it harms you. Because I don't think they're going to run that route every play against somebody. And off of that, they ran two slants going right at Bobby, which made him hesitate before he can get out there. If the guy was a 4.240, I guarantee he wouldn't have got out there and got in front of Bijan. And if he was a younger guy, his eyes would have got so much with those slant routes, Bijan probably been more open than he was with Bobby. So you have to understand those type of plays can happen to you sometimes. But he's way more good than he is bad. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. Totally.
So he's way more good than bad. But the problem is we always look at stuff from the prism of just Commanders, Burgundy and Gold. The other guys paid to get schemed up too. And they ran a perfect play where even if he sees it early, it's still hard as hell to get through those two receivers running the slant and your two guys defending them, right? They just hit it at the perfect time.
I also think the Packers really had a great offensive game plan against Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just look yesterday, there's a lot of stuff that they took from that Packers game, I think. And I think one thing Atlanta and Green Bay have in common is speed at the receiver positions and from a number of different spots, mm-hmm. right? Like, if you watch Green Bay finish in a tie last night with the Cowboys, like, their receivers all over the field have legit speed and quickness. And I think Atlanta was able to use Pitts and kind of create some of that same stuff.
But even in that game last night, Micah was not the disruptor he was in our game.
No.
We can talk about
when he had to.
We can talk about who we want to talk about. If we don't get better in the trenches, listen, people, the boring part of football, which y'all don't want to look at, that's where we lose at. When we lose games, we lose in the trenches also. Big time.
I mean, in both losses, they've gotten shoved around.
Yeah.
Our guy Joop, apparently his phone is working now. Joop, you there?
Yes, I am here. My bad, fellas.
All good, buddy.
Hey, here's my blame pie. I'm going 20% to the defense. That'd be players, coaches, 80% to Ron Rivera. You set my team up for future failure for all those horrible draft picks. Now on to the game. Listen, I'm not going to go, and I'm sorry, I can't tolerate these fan base saying we're not that good, we ain't got good players. Some of these players, everybody's going to have their ups and downs. But what I see, remember B. Mintz, he was talking about Sam Howell, how he kept saying you want to see him stack upon good games upon good games.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that way with the defense yesterday. Like, they would get a play, and then they would give a play. I feel with the defense, they need to stack upon good series. Because you can't tell me that our defense is that trash. That is nothing new to me. Like, that was driving me crazy last year. Those curl routes, those hook routes, I don't know what it is, what they need to do, but they got to figure it out. Again, it's only week four. They got time to change around. I refuse to believe we ain't got talent on this field. They just got to figure it out. We're hitting a rut. We can change it up. We did it last year. We're going to do it again this year. That's a lot. Also, my last point, fellas, that energy that I'm still looking for from last year. Do you think that Terry McLaurin contract situation has messed with the morale of the team? That's all I got for you.
No.
Nah, I don't think so.
Thank you for the call, Juke. Terry and Jaden didn't travel yesterday. Now, a lot of times, injured guys don't travel. That's not unusual. Do you think that was weird or mattered at all yesterday?
No. I think it was smart because it turns into too much of a story. You know, if they're there, they get asked more questions about other stuff than you get asked about the game. So I would have left them home, too.
Go to Joe in Manassas. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show as always.
Appreciate you.
And my blame pie, I'm going to start out with 25% to Joe Witt, 50% to the defense in general, and 25% to Peters. And this reason why, man. Like, he thought we were good in the secondary with, you know, Lattimore. He signed him. That's a swing and a miss. I don't care. You can tell how good he is and all the things he touches is gold. This isn't gold. He made a swing and a miss on that one. But my whole thing is, like, this offseason, remember when this training camp and stuff? Man, the secondary looks good. You heard all that. Secondary looks good. They're locking down the receivers. How about this, man? The receivers on our team are terrible. Let's get real. McLaurin wasn't out there. What do you got, Noah Brown? You got Luke McCaffrey you got to cover? Lattimore and them, you know what I mean, the veteran presence locked them down and gave them false hope for the regular season. Guys run around all crazy on them all day long. Got to do something with the defense. Secondary is trash.
Thank you for the call, Joe. When you look at yesterday and you don't have Terry and you don't have Noah, the receiving court, it does drop.
But you don't have Terry, you don't have Noah, you scored 27 points. You still did enough to win the game. So I don't think they're trash. You know, I hate when people call and say people are trash. And they know we're close to them. But the whole thing about it is the offense played well enough to win. Defensively, they got to get that fixed. Score 27 points every game. You're going to win a lot of damn games.
Our boy Lap is in D.C. What's up, Lap? Who you blaming?
Hey, what's up? What's up, B-Mitch? What's up, JP?
What's up, brother?
I haven't talked to you guys in a while. I hope your families and everybody good, bro.
You too, bro.
I'm blaming Joe Witt. I'm blaming the defense. I don't think we looked as bad as the Packers game because I'd never want to see. I mean, you could look at Dan Quinn's eyes in the Packers game. Like, we just looked bad overall. So I don't think we were that bad. And like B-Mitch said, we still scored 27 points. We still running the football. I think we should have ran it a little bit more, especially when you got a good defense. I mean, Falcons is a top three defense, bro. And they got four rookies on their starting defensive side of the ball, man. So we got veterans, man. That's bad that we're not playing disciplined, sound football. And that's what it's going to take, man. I don't know if it's the scheme. I don't know if it's, you know, coverages. But they got to play disciplined football. And we're an old team. So I think they need to rotate some of those older guys more. Hey, JP, did Von Miller get any snaps? Because I didn't see him out there, or he didn't make any noise.
He got snaps. I want to say he played.
What about Preston Smith? Did Preston dress up?
He was inactive.
Oh, man. See, they need to put my boy out there, man. They need to
Von
put my
Miller
boy
had,
out there. And let him.
Von Miller had 21 defensive snaps, about 30% of the snaps.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, so we got to, like the other caller, we got to get some pressure, man, on the defense for sure. And the secondary is really a disappointment, man. I mean, I'm not going to say they trash. I think there's some talent there. Lattimore looks worse than Josh Stoneman. Good God. But I think he needs to be maybe in nickel packages or maybe safety or something. I don't know, but I would put Sanders Steele and Trey Amos out there and rock with that. But they got to tighten up on the defense. And our defense seems like they're not a four-quarter defense. It seems like they're going to give you one or two quarters, and you'll take advantage of that. I mean, that's it, bro. And they might be a better suited postseason team, but it's tough in the NFC. So we got to get it together because – all these games count, and our division going to be tough, too. So we'll see what happens, man. I guess I can evaluate them more when Jaden comes back. But good show, bro. Love y'all, man. I didn't talk to y'all in a while. I got to call you guys more, man. But hope you and your family and everybody doing well, man. Love y'all, man.
All right, bro.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
I think what he said there is fair about the secondary. He's like, man, I'm not going to call him trash, but there's definitely some concerns.
Yeah, but, you know, but that's
I think that's realistic.
That's the way of the world today. We call in and say people trash as soon as they have one bad game. Then next week we call it somebody great there. That's what we do.
I agree with you. But specific to the secondary, I think there's been concerns even in the wins. Maybe not against the Giants because Russ really struggled. But, I mean, against the Raiders, you saw it. Offensively, so I got this tweet from our guy Tay, which I tend to agree with. He said, blame pie, 100% goes to the defense. JD and Terry were out, and Washington put up 27.
Yeah.
You got to play complimentary football. They did it really well against the Raiders. They did not do it well against Atlanta. Let's go to the commander, Comandante Tequila. What say you, buddy? Whoa.
Comandante. What the hell is he doing? What is he driving, an 18-wheeler?
Sounds like he's on a motorcycle.
With his windows down? Talk to him, Jeff. Tell him he got to do something, or we can't get him on.
Lord knows what Comandante's up to. Let's go to Melvin and Bowie. Melvin, who you blaming from yesterday?
Hey, man, where do we start? How y'all gentlemen doing today?
What's up, brother?
Good, buddy.
All right, let's go here. I'm going 10% with Peters, and then I'm going 90% with this defense. Now, I agree with B. Mitch that it's do start in the trenches. You got to get that fixed. We thought we had it. You know, we lost Wise. We thought we was going to get that corner fixed. None of that is worth it. But these corners, I'm never going to call any of these guys trash, man. These guys doing something I could never do. Great guys. But Lattimore is done. We need to recognize that. Put Sandersteel out there. Take Lattimore. Bring him in. Relief. Whatever. We got to get rid of him. He's not good. He's holding. He's grabbing. He's doing everything. He just don't have it. He's been hurt. He hasn't recovered. He's got to go. So there you go. I love the team. I'm not giving up, but we was good last year. We got good quick. We got to give it time. We got to gel. We got to keep it going. Jaden wasn't done nothing yesterday with this. What can you do? Ain't nothing wrong with the offense. We do need another wide receiver. Nor, hey, this dude stay hurt. We got to do something about that. That's it, gentlemen. Have a good day.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call, dude. It's a good call. Landfill, I'm going to do something that'll surprise you. I'm going to go to break on time. That's not late.
It's already past 12.
That's barely late.
You start talking at 12:21. I'm about to go early.
If you're on hold, stay there. Roger, John, Jonesy, we're coming. We're taking calls all day. People are frustrated. We're letting it out. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Fans are pissed. Washington got drilled in Atlanta. Defense couldn't stop a toddler. Give up 34 points to a team that got blanked the previous week. Not great. Lanville, what's your blame pie? Haven't checked in with you yet. Sure, it's positive.
No, it's not.
It is not positive. It is 100% on the defense. The coaches deserve blame. The players deserve blame. They couldn't cover. They couldn't tackle. I think Lattimore individually, that's not working out. It's just not working out at all. I'm going to give Lattimore a third of the blame. I think you give Joe Witt a third of the blame, and I think you give the rest of the defense one third. They got to learn to tackle. They got to learn to cover. If you can't do those things, you're going to give up 34 points to a team that scored zero last week. The offense didn't play poorly. They scored 27 points. That's not bad at all. The defense just couldn't stop anybody. They couldn't tackle. And they have one takeaway on the year. Not great. Yeah.
Cam Curl had two picks yesterday for the Rams.
I'm going to tell you, Jay, I haven't given you mine. Give him 50%. No. 33 1/3% to the defense. 33 1/3% to Landfill, and 33 1/3% to Greg. When Greg and Landfill watch the game together, we are 0-3. It's their damn fault.
I was going to point it out.
Yeah, that's what I'm blaming. They want to blame the alumni. No, it's Greg and what's up? They're not watching the game. They're doing other stuff than paying attention. That's why we lose.
Is it possible you were too stoned to properly watch the game, and that's why it went sideways?
I was very high, but even I could see they couldn't tackle.
So it's your fault, you and damn Greg. That's what I'm blaming.
I think it's the alumni's fault. They should teach them how to tackle.
No. What was the food? Have you had the same food all three of these losses?
No.
Whatever they eat, they got the munchies. They don't know what they're eating half the time.
You got to take some ownership here. This is an accountability program.
I blame Jeff. He was supposed to show up. He didn't.
Jeff blames his car.
I got to blame JP. Because every time JP say good song, and I mention a food in the song, and JP be like, yeah, we're going to have mozzarella sticks on Monday. Or he was like, yeah, we're going to have chicken wings on Monday. We take an L.
You wrote the song, dog.
Hey, but I didn't make the bet.
I blame White Brian. The Giants winning was a miracle, and it took up all the luck.
White Brian,
for the entire show.
The Mets have a $300 million payroll and didn't even get a wild card, and Malik Nabers is hurt. And yet, you're the most smiling and animated I've seen you in whatever the amount of time is you've worked with us.
Yeah, the Mets have ruined my sports life the last 4 months by just being the fourth worst team in baseball. It's over.
So are you smiling today because it's over?
Yeah, and the Giants won. It sucks Nabers got hurt, but they won a game. It's a rare occurrence.
You shouldn't be happy if Neighbors is hurt.
You know, all in on Dart?
A lot more L's are coming.
Where the train has already left the station for Giants fans on Dart. How all in are you?
I like Dart a lot. He looked like what Josh Allen looked like.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like what?
Yeah, you heard that. That was a Josh Allen cop.
Before Josh Allen learned how to throw, and he had to rely on his legs. It looked a lot like that.
Oh, please. Don't even try that.
All right, White Brian. White Brian's got Jackson Dart as the next Josh Allen. Let's get back to these phones. People have been on hold a while. Steve is in Upper Marlboro. Steve, who you blaming for yesterday?
Yes, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Hello. All right, yeah, so I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach. I'm going to blame it on, even though I agree with everybody else for the most part, unrealistic fan expectations. So, you know, for example, so I would say it's not reversion to the mean. It's more of like a reversion to the truth. So like last year, AP was great, brought in, you know, had a great draft, brought in a lot of vets, some of whom really nobody, you know, wanted. Bobby, Luvu, Chen, Ertz, Noah, Diami, you know, even Cliff, you know, the bug was kind of been out on Cliff, which I've talked about before. And even DQ, you know, DQ has been around a little bit, and he's, you know, he's good with those. He's got mantras and little catchy mantras and stuff. And that worked last year. Excitement, vibes, that means something, right? It's a game of inches. New coach, new owner, new star quarterback, vets with something to prove. And I don't necessarily think we were, like, that much better than everyone last year. I think that we wanted it more. We were grittier, and we did the little things, went the extra mile. And four games in, and it's kind of like the new car smell has worn off a little bit. So, like, let's take Terry. Last year, Terry had, what, 80-something catches. I think he almost had a 20% touchdown catch rate. So that's kind of unheard of. That's tough to duplicate. And some of those catches literally won us probably two or three games, if not more. That's just super tough to duplicate. So not saying it can't be done again, you know, because they did it last year, but they need to find a new why. You know, last year it was like to prove they belonged. Everybody was hungry to prove that, you know, we're here, we're back, you know, we're something to be reckoned with. This year it's got to be a different purpose, you know, kind of like a different meaning. It just seems stale, including the play calling. Everything, you know, like the current approach is not working. But to go to like a little bit of a player side, let's talk about Lattimore. All right, we're not cutting Lattimore. I mean, we just don't have the bodies to cut Lattimore. But why not put these guys in a better position? It's obvious at this stage in his career, he's definitely a liability one-on-one. But I think he's got some good qualities. You know, he's aggressive. He hits hard. I mean, he's got tenacity. Why not put him more of – and, again, I've never coached football or anything, so I don't know. But I've always viewed him as, like, transition into, like, a safety role. Put him back there. Let him lay some folks out, you know, play tough, help. You know, he's even Mikey, I'm not going to lie, Mikey seems to be better kind of playing quarters or something like that. One-on-one, Mikey just, you know, that interception. He was playing a little zone, a little section right there that he jumped up and got. Stop trying to fit a square peg into a round hole just because that's what teams do. I feel like Witt needs to, you know, evolve a little bit. And the last thing, I felt complacency from the team since camp. You know, it's this quiet, it's kind of like, damn, I just don't see it as last year. Even from Jaden. You know, I love Jaden. I've got a daughter Jaden's age. I would, you know, I wish that, you know, but I love Jaden, but it definitely seemed.
Woo. Good call. Got a little hot. I don't know if they're complacent.
Crap.
You got.
That's a good word. Crap.
Yesterday's a bad game, though, and I'm not going to tell fans they're wrong today. Rodgers in Gainesville. Roger, who you blaming for yesterday?
I got a good one. 25% for Adam or Cliff, 25% for defensive coordinator, 25% on Dan Quinn, 20% on Adam Peters, and 5% on Marcus Mariota. And I'll explain why. First, I don't understand what Cliff was doing with that first series. If you want to establish what you want to do through the game, all right, playing trick plays and everything else. I've been an OC. I've been an O-line coach sitting there looking at my head coach OC and a high school championship game going, what are you doing? We just talked. We're going to establish the run. He's throwing the ball over the place. We lose the game. Next is the defensive coordinator. I have a problem with the fact that why Bobby, I love Bobby. I'm not going to put this on any individual player necessarily or players. But the simple fact is Bobby needs to take that role that Matt Millen took back in 91. He needs to be the leader and everything else. But we need to get Jordan McGee back on the field more, period. Dan Quinn, he should say something, and it all starts with coaches, all at the top.
All right, Raj.
And then Adam Peters, I'm sorry, the potential. Why wasn't why wasn't Owens on the field? If he's going to be the next guy, why isn't Owens on the field? Why was Savage on the field more than Owens? I don't understand.
I'll answer the question for you. The same reason you didn't put players on the field when you was coaching in high school, because they couldn't play to the level they need to play to be on the damn field.
I know, but here's my reason why. Why is he, why, if he can't get out on the field, then why is he active? Why do we have him on the roster then, on the active roster?
Yesterday's.
That's what my problem is.
Hold on, Roger. Building yesterday's roster with the inactives was really difficult because you had so many hurt players.
Percy,
Jaden, Terry,
out.
Noah, Bates, Percy.
Oh, yeah. But I knew we were in trouble when Percy Butler wasn't out there. I knew that because it was like, you're going to put Darnell Savage, who ain't even been in the building a week, and you're going to put him out on the field when Pitts, he got caught peeking, and Pitts got behind him because he didn't have his eyes on his assignment. And he doesn't, that's not his fault. He's only been here less than a week. But then turn around, Marcus Mariota, this is my problem with it. And you go look at the interception play. That flag, that laundry hits the field. Nobody asked him. I bet you if you asked Marcus, when that flag went out, immediately he's thinking, all right, offsides, free play. He chucked it up in the end zone on double coverage. Come on. I mean, he has to have a little bit of culpability there. You don't just assume the flag is on your side, and you don't throw it in double coverage.
I appreciate the call, Roger.
That's what I got, JP.
All right, I appreciate your passion, dog. In an effort to stay on time, I'm going to break. Listen, man, the phone lines are lit up. We're taking your calls. We're just going to – you guys get to vent. It's a misery Monday. Let it out. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post is listening to the program, and he just tweeted out, fans are fired up this morning on 106.7 The Fan. I think fans are angry. I think it's reasonable to be mad after yesterday. The defense was subpar, to say the least. Folks been on hold a long time. Our guy Jonesy's on the line. Jonesy, who do you blame for that Falcons game?
All it is, Dirty 30. How y'all feeling today? I am pissed off.
Good, man.
15. Look, 15 on the players. I mean, no, I'm sorry. 85 on the players, 15 on the coaches. Okay, partial scheme versus fundamentals. Tackling, wrapping up, and breaking down. I mean, I thought some of those guys out there on the field on our defense was at the bumper car station at King's Dominion or the other place that's down there as well, which is Busch Gardens. You know, you can't bump a man and think he's going to just hit the ground. You had to wrap him up. So if I'm one of the coaches, or Joe Witt Jr., I'm taking my whole defense over there to the National Aquarium over there in Baltimore, and we're going to the octopus section to watch the octopus wrap things up. They wrap the fishes, they wrap around rocks, they wrap themselves around things to bring things either to them or things down. That's what we got to do as far as that defense. I said, you see what they're doing, defense? This is what we got to do. Get people on the ground. Wrap them up. No bumping. We ain't playing flag football. We're not playing two-hand touch. This is tackle football. That's what I have to say towards that. So I'm not blaming the offense. They played well enough to win yesterday. Marcus Mariota was out there with Debo Samuels and a few Jimmys and Joes and still was able to get the job done. But he just didn't have enough chances in my mind. So I don't know what other people are talking about as far as, you know, the offense and Cliff Kingsbury. They get a pass for me today. It's the defense that I'm looking at the most. You know, and you can sit up there and hoop holler all you like. But that's where I'm at, man. I'm out, fellas.
Right, thanks for the call, man. Dude.
All right, Jonesy.
B, I did not have a caller suggesting Joe Witt goes to the aquarium in Baltimore to watch the octopi when my day started. I didn't, that was not one I expected. Let's go to John in Newburgh.
Say it how everybody else said it in a plural. In a
plural of octopus is octopi.
No, but say it how other people said.
Landfill, I don't know what he's referencing.
I'll tell you the break.
John is in Newburgh. John, who you blaming from yesterday?
Hey, JP, I blame 20% on Dan Quinn. What really irritated me was right before the second half, right before halftime, he had a minute and 51 seconds left. And even the announcers were dapping up Mariota about how he's been practicing the two-minute drill and all that. And he didn't do anything. He should have went down and scored a touchdown or at least attempted to.
That two-minute drill, Raheem Morris gifted Washington a chance to score. His clock management at the end of the first half was abysmal. Washington had a prime opportunity, and they did nothing. That's a good point.
And I was really mad about that. Even the announcers were saying, well, I guess Dan Quinn is content with the position he's in. I mean, you're losing the game, and I think he should have went down. If he would have scored that touchdown, it would have been 34-34 at the end of the game. So that's one thing. I'd say 20% on Cliff for the play calling. I was scratching my head a little bit. And, of course, the defense, I won't say about 50% on the defense. I won't say anything else about them. But also 10% on Mariota. He just seemed kind of lethargic. I think on several of the plays he could have ran, he just didn't seem to have the dog in him to try to really win the game. But the offense kept us in the game, and it was mostly the defense that, you know, they just couldn't stop it. We should have won that game, JP.
Hey, D could not get stops when they needed to. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, buddy. All right, bye-bye.
When the offense got the ball, what was the play script?
They got first and I'll pull it. You're talking about at the end of the first half there?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I couldn't believe this. Raheem Morris punted from his own 48.
Yeah.
And their first three possessions were field goal, touchdown, touchdown. Mm-hmm. And you punt from your own 48 with a minute 50 to go in the half. I was blown away by that. Washington got it first and 10. I'm going to try to find it exactly so we can accurately. All right. So they punt from the 48, first and 10 from the 8. No gain to McNichols. Then he connects with Ertz for a first down. So now we're first and 10 at the Washington 22. They're in the no huddle, so they're trying to go quick here. A minute 40, pass to Jalen Lane for 11. Now you're first and 10 from the 33. Mariota incomplete, stops the clock. McNichols, two-yard gain. At that point, Washington calls their first timeout with a minute 16, which makes sense.
But aren't they trying to score right here?
Third and 8. Third and 8, Mariota's sacked.
Okay.
Aren't
they in 2 minutes trying to score? I'm just wondering, how did he blame Dan Quinn for that?
I don't know if that's what he was saying.
He said at the end of the first half, they should have went down and scored a touchdown. They got the ball back, and the offense has the ball now. Dan is trying to go down and score a damn touchdown.
You could have, to that point, second and 10 for Atlanta from the 45. You got a third and 1 coming up, and they let 50 seconds go off the clock from 255 to 214. You could have tried to call one there. That's probably a little
255, 214. No. This is when they got the ball with the 1 minute and something left in the game.
Yeah, I don't know that they did anything wrong. Once he took the sack, that's and you've got 4th and 14 from inside your own 30.
Listen, bro, we everybody got a right to be disappointed, this, that, and the other, but when you don't make sense, you don't make sense. I don't understand how he banged. He said he'd give you 10% of Dan Quinn for not trying to go and score. They got the ball, and they was going down to score. And they faltered on offense. I don't think the coach can make that happen.
It was a bad sack to take. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't get that one.
I never lie. I said it's phone lines all day. We're keeping them going. Nobody go anywhere. It's B-Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.